How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You guys are going to have trouble believing this, but Donald Trump has chickened out once again on the world stage. He spent the past few months relentlessly escalating this trade war with the country of China in almost a cocky way, thinking that he would be able to get away with it. Now it's coming crashing down on United States farmers, on multiple industries that Donald Trump promised to help. And just today, he sent out a wacky post. After escalating and placing 100% tariffs, he said, "Don't worry about China. It will all be fine. Highly respected President Xi just had a bad moment." Are you kidding, dude? You went on a schizophrenic meltdown. You're going to say that Xi had a bad moment. He doesn't want depression for his country, and neither do I. The USA wants to help China, not hurt it. President DJT. I've got a special gift for you all today. I'm going to bring in person, lead policy advisor, Micah Irfan. Micah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
You know, we have spent the past few days in deep debate prep, going over some stats, some resources, just doing a bunch of research to make sure we have everything we need for this next few months of debating. But in this video in particular, I want to dig into this China, you know, debacle that Trump's gotten himself into. Can you walk people through the steps of what's happening?
Yeah, it's super interesting, Adam. So yesterday, Trump announced that we were imposing 100% tariffs on China to stack on the existing 55% tariffs we've already had imposed on them. And this was because China sent out letters to pretty much every single country in the world saying that they don't want to export as many of their rare minerals. They want to conserve those minerals for themselves. This was a shocking demand, 100% new tariffs on China as of November 1st. And he also said he doesn't think that we're going to continue to have meetings with them. There was a planned meeting in South Korea upcoming. That same day, he said, actually, we probably will meet with them, and we'll see how everything goes. This is just like the latest instance of the most incoherent trade relationship that we've had with China since the very beginning of Trump's presidency, where he continues to ramp up the pressure, make insane demands, impose sky-high tariffs, and then back off without getting anything for America.
He backs off over and over. Not only that, but he has this endless delay tactic where he'll make an announcement about tariffs, then delay it for 90 days or delay it again for 90 days, like in the case of China, and act like that's giving him some sort of leverage when it's actually rather coherent. And you don't know what effect it's having. Let's talk about the soybean farmers in America. Let's talk about the debacle between Argentina, the U.S., and China when it comes to soybean farmers. You want to break that down?
Right. So we are a huge exporter, or historically we were a huge exporter of agricultural products to China, because China does buy some of our goods, at least it historically did. And because of Trump's trade war with China, it absolutely destroyed our agricultural sector, including especially soybean farmers, which are an important constituency in Iowa. Trump should have known that this was going to be the effect of his policies, because it happened in the first Trump administration. That's why we had to have a multi-billion dollar bailout of farmers under Trump the first time. This second time, it's been even more disastrous because the tariffs have been even larger. But the craziest thing is he's been giving billions of dollars just recently to Argentina, which is one of our biggest soybean competitors. There is no coherency to the economic policy of the Trump administration.
It's only coherent if you're trying to actually hurt America or if you're just trying to benefit yourself. I mean, think about this. Argentina is currently undercutting our farmers very intentionally with China. China is going to Argentina instead, and rather than any, you know, leverage Trump can use, rather than saying, Argentina, stop, China, stop, what Donald Trump decides to do is give Argentina billions and billions of dollars for other economic-related things, which only helps them undercut our markets. So this is not only incoherent, but it is destructive for America. And I would make the argument that Donald Trump has been ruining the economy rather than taking us into this golden age that he promised. What sort of statistics would you point at when it comes to the economy right now? A quick story for you all. I realized recently that I spend most of my time talking or researching politics, so I made an intentional effort to pick up some new hobbies. One of those hobbies has been cooking, but as I've been cooking more, I realized that almost all of my old pans are garbage. They're sticking, they're burning, they're flaking at this point. So I finally upgraded. I chose Hexclad, and I could not recommend it enough. If you haven't seen Hexclad, you're missing out. It's not cheap, soft, non-stick stuffed. It's new hybrid steel and nonstick together. So it sears like stainless, cleans up like magic, and there's no stick whatsoever. They've got these laser etched hex patterns that make the surface just bulletproof. You can use metal utensils, you can throw it in the dishwasher, stick it in the oven, whatever, it can take it. So I highly recommend checking out hexclad.com/mockler. If you click on the top link in the description, hexclad.com/mockler will get you 10% off your order, and it will let them know that we sent you. So thank you all. Thank you to Hexclad.
Well, you can look at most macroeconomic variables. You look at the economic growth rate. Average economic GDP growth over the Trump administration is slower than under the last 6 months of the Biden administration. Unemployment is up, especially youth unemployment, up by 16%. Manufacturing unemployment up. Private investment in manufacturing is actually down.
Wait,
despite the fact.
Private investment is down in manufacturing? I thought we brought in trillions of dollars.
I know. He said that we brought in trillions of dollars, but if you look into the data, as we've done the past couple of days, you actually see the data that the claims he's making are not even consistent with the claims of the White House. He's claiming something like $17 trillion. The White House is claiming $8 or $9 trillion. And then you look at the actual numbers detailed in these so-called trade agreements, which are not actually binding contracts. They're more like memorandums. And they say they're counting investment as the entire trade balance. So all goods traded between the United States and India, for instance, will count towards the investment number. It's clearly made up numbers. And I don't know why anybody's surprised that the Trump administration, which is historically dishonest and loose and light with the facts, would lie about this number. Of course they are.
It's not just that they're lying. They're lying about what other countries have promised as well. So they claim that there are all of these deals that have been cut. By deals, they mean there's no paperwork, there's no actual enforcement, there's no mechanism to make sure these deals go through and are paid through. There's nothing like that. It's just words. But when you look at the actual words, Trump is misrepresenting those. Like you just said, it's not $17 trillion, it's not $8 trillion. When you dig into all of these numbers, for example, the country of India was supposed to make a multi-hundred-billion-dollar investment into the United States. But when you dig into those India numbers, they're just adding up bilateral trade between the two countries. So Donald Trump is taking our trade and historic indicators that don't even have anything to do with what he's claiming. And he's saying this is all from tariff, all from his tariffs. And he's trying to claim that it's all downstream from his tariffs when we're not seeing this in any of the indicators.
Right. We're not seeing any positive economic indicators under the Trump administration. The trade policy is failing. The deals that they're talking about, they talk so much about these deals. They're with countries that we largely had free trade with before.
Yep.
Look at the United Kingdom. Oh my God, what kind of tariffs did the United Kingdom have on us before the trade deal? There's actually higher tariffs now on goods from the United Kingdom than we had before. He put tariffs on Japan, South Korea, places that we had basically free trade deals with or complete free trade deals with. And then he bragged about how he got zero tariffs on American goods from those countries. They already had zero tariffs on us. Congratulations, you got us absolutely nothing but short-term economic disruption. And that's what we see over and over and over again all over the place. Back to the China point just for a moment. I don't think most people realize that we actually never got a trade deal with China. We had up to, I think it was 125% tariffs on China. They reciprocated with super high tariffs on us. And we didn't get a deal back in May. We got a pause for 90 days. They were supposed to negotiate a deal by August. They didn't. They extended the 90-day deal. And then Trump comes in this month to add 100%. And nobody can actually tell us whether the 100% was going to stack on the 125%, which is already scheduled, or whether it was going to stack on the 55%, because there's no coherency to this trade strategy. You talk to one person in the Trump administration, and they say something that's completely different than another person, because there is no strategy whatsoever.
Are you telling me that tariffing every single country indiscriminately except for Russia and North Korea isn't strategic?
Well, yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
Thank you everybody for watching. Make sure you check out Micah Irfan's channel in the description below. It'll be the top link. All of his social medias. I love you all. Peace out.
Thanks, guys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.